County Board Chairman Larry Bond thinks it's a win-win for both parties.
We were certainly glad to accept it tonight. It puts a lot of the burden on the city as kind of the driver of the project, if you will. I think that was one of the concerns of the city and of ours as well, as, we're billing two different entities and how the bills will be paid. So that it kind of explains all of that. And then there's some different procedures on what would happen to our property then after demolition would occur.
Bond notes the courthouse annex footprint is only a small portion of the overall site, especially since plans also call for the demolition of the current city hall. And Bond also noted several contractors have already expressed an interest in doing the demolition work.
I know the mayor's been contacted. I've been contacted from contractors from Dallas, Texas, and Chicago. And so I think we're going to see a lot of interest from companies on taking these buildings down. And it'll be quite an endeavor for somebody.
The agreement now goes back to the Danville City Council for final approval. I'm Bill Pickett.